Welcome back, Redskins Nation. Redskins Nation on Comcast Sportsnet. We talk about the Washington Redskins 52 weeks a year on this show, 7 days a week. And you come to think of it, we did a little research. Some people might not have been inclined to do this research, but we went to a site, maxpreps.com. And we figured out there are 70 different high schools in the United States in 25 states that use the name Redskins. Now, that totals up to over 640 sports teams wearing the name Redskins on their jerseys. 70 schools in 25 states use the name Redskins. Now, how many schools use the name Cowboys? What do you think? How many? 75. Not much of a difference there. 75 schools use the name Cowboys, 70 schools use the name Redskins, and 19 schools use the name Giants. We've got all kinds of research we're going to give you over the next couple days, but first things first, got a very special guest. We want to welcome from McLeod, Oklahoma, the athletic director at McLeod High School. They are known as the Redskins, Mr. Gary Hody. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Where is McLeod High School located?
McLeod High School is about 30 miles east of Oklahoma City.
And you, sir, how long have you been with McLeod High School?
This is my 31st year.
And you've been a resident of the community a long time, right?
I've been a resident 53 years.
The name Redskins, obviously something you're very proud of. Could you relate to us the students and the alumni and their pride in that name?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I just visited a few minutes ago with one of our Native American liaisons, our title workers here in McLeod, and was asking her just a couple of questions before the interview, and she reiterated that the people of our community, which is primarily Kickapoos and Shawnee with a few Potawatomis, are quite proud of the name Redskins and would be saddened and disappointed if we changed our nickname.
And the student population is also fairly heavily skewed towards the Native American, correct?
We have a large Native American population at our school, yes.
And the athletes who wear the jersey, could you give us some thoughts on how proud they are of the name?
Well, I think most of our athletes, I'm not sure that they know the whole history behind the nickname Redskins, but our athletes are no different than any other schools. We are known as the McLeod Redskins, and that's what we proudly display on our jerseys, and that's what we proudly display in our cheer chants. We proudly display that. No one has ever been dishonored at our school for that Redskin nickname.
And further, with the conversation you had with your liaison and the length of time, how long has McLeod High School been known as the Redskins?
Well, I'm not really sure when we changed our name. At one point in time, my understanding was that we were the Tigers. However, we did change our name to the Redskins, and I'm not sure when that occurred. But I do know that we've been Redskins for the 53 years I've been here.
One final comment, though, about the liaison meeting you had today and the fact that we asked you to do this interview on Redskins Nation, the TV show here that we talk about the Washington Redskins every single day of the week. And they are proud of that name as well.
Yes, absolutely they are proud of that name. There were a few years back, there was a movement of a group that attempted to change our name from the Redskins, and many Native Americans within our community stepped forward and said, no, we're not going to do that because we are proud of being the Redskins. It's not a derogatory name to them, and it's something that we are proud of.
In the coming days, more on this very topic, but up next, we'll take a look at the NFL today on Redskins Nation.